Wednesday afternoon, 1 o'clock on Kill Radio. This is Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. This is Joni coming to you live from somewhere in L.A. That was the Hanuman Chalisa. In fact, pull the album. That was Marty Walker, and the name of the album is Radio Gaga Chalisa, which, you know, the thing is, I've always wanted to learn how to chant the Chalisa, and it's just so long, but after listening to this one, it's kind of cool that maybe if I learn it, I can sing along one of these days. So in the studio today, well, maybe I should talk about the topic first. I decided that it would be a good thing to talk about music and how it relates to yoga. I mean, normally you have yoga. I mean, traditional way, you practice yoga with no music at all. It's just, you know, just the regular sounds of nature or streetcars, whatever it is that's going by. And then they started playing music, sort of like inspirational background music, you know, some chanty music, some world music, the usual stuff where it just kind of inspires you, but it doesn't detract you from your practice itself. Recently, what's been happening is a lot of people are putting more emphasis on the music they play, either because people relate to it more than the chanty kind of music, like my daughter, if you're listening, or it's a way to get people in and interested in yoga in general, because these people like the music, and now they're thinking, oh, doing yoga to it won't be so bad, because if I don't like the yoga thing, I can just sit in child pose and listen to the music. So that being said, I decided to call in Diane Ovid, a Facebook friend of mine who I met a couple of years ago at I think it was a 4th of July barbecue. And at the time, she was in the music industry, and she was undergoing teacher training. And now she is a yoga teacher, and part of the appeal of her classes is that, you know, she does have access to all this wild and interesting music that you don't normally hear played, because, you know, it's, she still has her connections to the industry. So I am going to have Diane introduce herself. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Joni. Thanks so much for having me.
So tell me about what you did in the industry and how you got into yoga.
Sure. Well, I was working at different companies at the music industry. I started out my music career at EMI Records here in Hollywood, out of the Capitol Records, iconic building. And I also spent some time at MySpace working on MySpace music and really beefing up that, you know, music portion of the site. And I also spent time working at an artist management company, managing digital for a lot of great artists like Maroon 5, Sarah Bareilles, Bare Naked Ladies, Three Doors Down, Vanessa Carlton, Kenny G.
This is all the music I have on my iPod, I think.
A whole host of really great artists. And I came to yoga while I was in, you know, this stressful entertainment land. And I really needed an outlet to kind of, you know, let go of all of the pressures that you get from the egos in the business, from, you know, the managers, the artists. And I found myself, you know, starting to take yoga just for stress relief. And then, you know, it became, you know, obviously a great physical release, and then much more than that, a spiritual release. And I fell in love most with the teachers that I had that played really inspiring music, where I could just close my eyes and listen and forget whatever challenging pose that I was in and just enjoy and feel blissed out in that moment in the music.
Yeah, so what made you decide to go through teacher training?
I really wanted to share what yoga did for me with others. It helped me so much become such a sane person in a crazy world, and I wanted to share that with other people that may be in LA, also in the entertainment world, and give them that feeling of peace, that release, and allow them to forget, you know, what they went through that day at work, and, you know, be in the moment, just listen to really great music, practice a really great sequence of poses, and let go.
So are you still in the music industry, or are you just primarily a yoga teacher now?
Now, I am primarily a yoga teacher. However, I still do some consulting for musicians and celebrities in LA. So I'm doing a little bit of both now, but my goal is to ultimately just focus on yoga and yoga teaching.
It's funny, though, you were talking about getting away from the stress of the music industry. That must explain why there's so many yoga teachers in LA. Because, as you know, the music industry is here, the entertainment industry is here, you know, movie, film, whatever it is. And I guess all these people need some kind of release. So Some of them turn into yoga teachers like yourself. Some of them hire yoga teachers. Some of them have in-house yoga teachers. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. Who are some people you know who have their own yoga teacher at their beck and call?
Well, I definitely know, you know, a few really great musicians who have their own personal yoga instructors. We were talking about Maroon 5. All of the band members are yoga practitioners, and one of the band members is a certified yoga instructor, and they have their own personal yoga instructor that's live-in that travels with them on their tours. And so they're really lucky.
I was just thinking, wouldn't it be cool if we could somehow get their teacher to teach a group class for them and anybody else who wanted to come along?
That would be great.
And then we all sing Maroon 5 songs. I mean, that would be kind of bizarre, but it's an interesting concept. So anyway, let's see. I know that I wanted Marty Walker to call in about the song that she just played. And I'm kind of wondering, like, where did Marty go? Is my phone working? So let me see, Diane. Let's see. What can you talk about in the meantime while I'm checking the phone? What have you been up to recently? Oh, tell us about your classes. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. Well, I recently started teaching at a new studio in Hollywood called Dream Yoga. And I have classes there that I call Music Flow. And in those classes, I'll play very eclectic music, you know, ranging from the Beatles to Ray LaMontagne, Bon Iver, the XX, Coldplay. You know, even I'll throw in a Lady Gaga song once in a while. So it's been a really great treat to teach Music Flow. And all of my classes are basically Music Flow classes, since I'm always using great music to inspire the students in my classes.
I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Not that I didn't mean to pay attention to you, Diane, but I found out why nobody was calling in. It's because the phone was off the hook. Oh, my God. Anyway, things happen. Like I was telling Diane, don't worry. Things happen in the show. We just roll with it. So I got Marty on the line, so I am going to turn up the phone. Oops. Marty, are you there?
I am, yes.
Great. So we played your song. My favorite song, just from the title alone. I remember when you gave me the CD at the Yogathon this past weekend, I ran down the titles and I said, okay, Radio Gaga Chalisa, okay, I know what my favorite song is going to be even without listening to it. And it didn't let me down. It was just awesome. I don't know how many times I've played it. I just keep listening to it. Of course, I have no idea what you're saying because you're just rattling it off so quickly. How long did it take you to learn how to sing all of that, chant all of that?
Well, it was quite a process. You know, there are 40 verses to the, it's the Hanuman Chalisa.
Right.
So I had set it as a challenge for myself that I wanted to learn it. So, you know, I did it for a few weeks here and a few weeks there, and I kind of knew it. But in the recording process, And doing it over and over again many times, and then listening to it in the editing process, by the end I finally knew it. And so, you know, it was a few months, I would say. So it's a commitment, but it's such a beautiful, powerful verse. And as I was chanting it, I just noticed my energy really, really shifting a lot. And I gotta say, Joni, that my idea was to make a fun version of the Hanuman Chalisa to encourage other people to learn it as well. And I know it goes by really quickly, so it might not be the best for learning. Actually, Krishna Das has a 2-CD set entitled Flow of Grace specifically for learning the Hanuman Chalisa. And that's what I use to learn it. I use his version. And then my version is just kind of a fun, funky version. So I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, because I go to a lot of kirtans, and every now and then they'll do the Chalisa. And it's just sort of, like, frustrating to me because all these people know it. They know it by heart, and they sing along. I'm thinking, okay, how much time did you spend in India to learn that? You know, and like you, there are people who just say, I am going to learn it, even if it means learning a verse a day,
exactly.
Whatever
yeah.
it is. And so, you know, my, I guess, motivation now is to learn it just so I can sing along with your music.
Oh, yay, that was the idea.
So did you do it in one take, or did you actually have
Oh, no.
Okay, so if somebody asked you to do it live, would you be able to do it?
Oh, I have, yeah.
Yeah?
I have. And I have a little cheat sheet, you know, like the beginning of every four verses or so, I give myself you know, the beginning of the verse so that I can jump in with it. Because there's so many words, and if you don't really know it internally, like really deeply internally, if you miss something, it's kind of hard to just jump in, also because there are some repetitive words here or there. So I have to sing it start to finish, or else I can't, you know, I can't just jump in the middle. But yeah, live, absolutely, and it's so far, it's so much fun, and people, there's the part that says Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram,
yeah,
which is, you know, not traditionally part of the Hanuman Chalisa. Yeah, I call it the chorus. So that part people can really sing along with if they don't know the Chalisa, which most people don't. I think it's really a select few that know the Hanuman Chalisa, although that's increasing.
It's
a lot of fun in a live performance, especially if I have a good band. It makes it all the better.
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking at the album right now. I mean, the liner notes, and it has the Chalisa in it, which is really nice. Thank you for providing that.
Yes, you're welcome.
But even then, I'm looking at it, and I can't sing that fast. Looking at the words, it's like, I'm tripping over my own tongue just trying to pronounce it.
I know. Even reading it and pronouncing it, it's pretty challenging, and that's where I really recommend Krishna Das's Flow of Grace, because he slows it down. He does call and response really slowly, like Jaya Hanumana, and then you say Jaya Hanumana, and it's really slow, so that way you really get the pronunciation, and then you can, you know, speed it up at your own tempo, so I do recommend his for really breaking it down and learning it in a very slow and concise manner.
So, you know, it makes something that's traditional, the Chalisa, definitely accessible to people who aren't into the chanty kind of music. And the whole album itself, I mean, listening to it, it's not your typical, you know, Krishna Dash's kind of way of chanting. It is a little bit more, I guess we were talking about the word contemporary. I mean, not that you would play this on a top 40 radio station, but, you know, I mean, I can see it maybe played on some independents like my show. But, you know, what was your intent when you came up with the album? What did you think you were going to come up with?
Well, I wasn't sure. I just knew that I wanted to record some things, it really was a process. I started this, quite honestly, 4 years ago. I was going back in my notes and some of my, you know, my checkbook to see when was the first check that I wrote to Gurif, who actually started producing this CD. He was going to produce the whole thing, and then he ended up moving out of town.
Yeah.
But I looked back to that first date, and it was indeed 4 years ago that I started. And, you know, it has really been an evolution, and for me, a revolution in my own life. I started recording with kind of the full band, more acoustic full band sound, kind of almost a country sound. I have some lap guitar, pedal steel, guitar on the Hare Krishna. And then as time progressed and my kind of recording methods changed and my environment changed, I found myself in a studio with some really great recording software and samples and different packages. So that kind of helped to inform the way that the other songs came out, like the Radio Gaga Chalisa, which I know you just played. So it's a little bit more dancey. It has a little bit more electronica. There are a few tracks that have a little bit heavier electronica sounds and samples. And so I was having fun with the material, and it was really a songwriting experiment for me. So I was kind of writing and creating as I was recording it. So it was just kind of a natural evolution. So there wasn't really a big plan, but I guess it was just using some of my background, which is a little bit of a jazz background, a little bit of a pop music and world music, putting that together along with literally the tools that were available to me for recording. It was a lot of fun. It was quite a process. Recommend it.
The album is fun. Now, as far as the name, the official name is Revolution, correct?
Yes.
Although, like I was just telling you, when I imported into my iTunes library, it came up as Rasa Leela. I guess Rasa Leela is your alter ego. Is that what it is?
Yes, Rasalila is my expansion when I do sacred music, and Rasalila is it means a few different things. It means kind of the sacred, the cosmic dance, and it's also the night in which Krishna he split himself into, how shall I say this? He connected with and merged with all of the gopis.
Mm-hmm.
All of the gopis who, wanted that special time with Krishna, wanted to dance with him. Well, that one night, he separated himself and secretly danced with each one of the gopis, unbeknownst to the others. You know, each one thought that Krishna was dancing with her alone.
Wow.
When he was dancing with all of them. And it took place supposedly in one night of Brahma, which I think is thousands and thousands of years. But so that one night, that dance, that sacred dance with the divine is the Rasalila. And so sometimes when I sing, I feel like Krishna and the gopis are dancing in my heart and in my mind. And so that's kind of where the name Rasalila came from. But that is the kind of the my alter ego. You know, Beyonce has Sasha Fierce.
Yeah, yeah. See,
so I have Rasalila. So yeah, both. But you can call me Marty.
Yeah. So if people are looking for the album on Amazon or wherever it is, they can try looking for it under Rasalila Revolution. I haven't actually seen what it's labeled under, what's listed under. But if you want a copy of this, that's where you find it. When was it released?
It was officially released, I believe, May 21st.
Okay, so that wasn't that long ago.
No. Yeah, just a few short weeks ago.
Oh, very nice. Well. Congratulations. I love it.
Thank you, Joni.
As well. And,
thank you so much. It's my pleasure to...
Thanks for coming in. And the funny thing is, Marty, I've been running into Marty a lot recently. I mean, it's like every kirtan I go to, I see her. I don't know what's going on there. But,
something's happening.
I think she's moving closer to the west side.
Yeah. In fact, I'm there right now.
Okay, thanks again, Marty. I'll let you get back to what you were doing.
Okay. Thank
I'll talk
you, Joni.
Take
I'm
care.
Sure
I'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So that was Marty Walker, and like I said earlier, I was trying to figure out, she was supposed to call much earlier in the show, and I couldn't figure out, like, why isn't she calling? What's going on there? Let me see if the phone is working. So, yeah, while Diane was talking, I was busy following all the lines coming out of the phone because it did sound dead, and I had a momentary panic attack saying, oh, my God, what happens now to the interviews that were supposed to happen when people called in? Luckily, I just found a switch that was turned off. Somebody had actually put the phone off the hook so nobody could call in, which didn't do me any good. So now I think calling in is fine. But in the meantime... quickly fill me in, Diana, what you said while I was not paying attention.
Oh, I was just talking about how at my new classes at Dream Yoga, I have a very eclectic sampling of music that I play.
Uh-huh.
And ranging from the Beatles to Ray LaMontagne, the XX, Jamiroquai, and I even throw in some Lady Gaga once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And I also, you know, teach at Crunch Gym. And when I teach at Crunch, you know, I was telling Joni that, you know, I really get the vibe that students want to get their butts kicked, you know, in the yoga class. And they really want a great athletic workout. So, you know, I play a lot more electronic music and uh-huh. upbeat music. And, you know, I was thinking about the other day, like, you know, proposing a yoga class called, like, Yoga Dance Party.
You know, that would actually be a good idea. People would do that. If not not for the yoga. So some people are just against the idea of doing yoga. They think, oh, yeah, we're going to sit. We're going to chant. We're going to do stretchy stuff, but it's going to bore me to death. But, you know, they may go for the dance thing only because they may just want to dance.
Yeah, I mean, I have, you know, a gym playlist that has, you know, some club tunes like Mr. Saxo Beat and, you know, Stereo Love by Edward Maya and Dancing on My Own by Robin, and just a whole bunch of really fun, like, you know, dance music. And it would be cool to have, like, you know, people who don't want to go out and drink on a Friday night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They can come to Crunch and yeah. we can just, like, rock out and have, like, our own dance party in the yoga
class.
Yeah,
definitely. You should. You should. Especially in the summertime when people are just trying to figure out, like, what am I going to do tonight?
Right.
Because everybody feels that they have to do something on date night. You know, whether or not they have a date, they feel like, oh, my God, I'm so sad. I'd be so pathetic if I sit at home and do nothing. Well, you know, that would be a good thing. You get your workout, you get your music, and you get your yoga in. So, yeah, once that happens, I'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I'll be pitching that.
I know, definitely. So I remember I was – oh, the thing about Dream Yoga, by the way, Dream Yoga is a brand-new studio. If you're all scratching your head saying Dream Yoga, I've never heard of that place. It's brand new. I think it opened up just like last week or a week before.
Yeah, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and it's on Highland Avenue right by, in the shadow, literally, shadow of the Hollywood Bowl. So, in fact, if you want to look for it, just look for the medical marijuana place, honestly. I mean, it's funny. If you know the bowl and you know the scents that go through the bowl, the familiar scents that go through the bowl, it makes perfect sense that the medical marijuana dispensary is just a block away from the bowl. But Dream Yoga is upstairs from that dispensary, and no, you are not smoking while you are doing your yoga class. In fact, I don't think any of the aroma comes into the classroom. So if you're totally against that scene, it's fine. It's a standard yoga class. Nothing really funky about it, as far as I know. I haven't been there yet, but
yeah, it's a really actually beautiful space. Gorgeous wood floors, and there are wall murals of beautiful mountains and clouds that were hand painted by an artist in LA.
Huh.
And it's a really beautiful, peaceful room.
Very dreamy.
Yeah, very dreamy. The owners, you know, they really wanted to create, you know, your dream yoga studio.
Uh-huh.
They have all Manduka black mat pros. Uh-huh. For free for people to use.
Uh-huh.
And tea tree oil and towels for people to clean their mats.
Uh-huh.
All Manduka blocks and straps. So
nice.
It's a really, you know, well done studio. Highly recommend people to come.
Now, how I don't know how the schedule runs, but as you know, when the Hollywood Bowl is in season and parking is at a premium, where do people park for class? Are classes ever held when there's something going on at the bowl?
Well, there is actually parking for Dream Yoga. There are about 15 parking spaces.
Ooh.
Behind the studio.
Ooh.
And around. So the owner of the studio actually owns a bunch of parking spaces. So parking is super easy.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, and if there are if more than 15 people come to a class, there's actually free valet next door with the Holiday Inn.
Ooh.
Yeah, so parking is definitely not a problem.
And the thing is, too, it's really close to the Hollywood and Highland metro station, the Red Line. So you can go metro and walk up the street. It's like a longish block. That's about it from the station. Buses go by all the time, and of course you can always ride your bike. So I have to check it out. It sounds really cool. So we're going to, I was telling Diane that I wanted her to play one of the songs that she would typically play in her class. So while we're switching things here, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by Jamiroquai. His new album, A Rock, Dust, Light, Star, is fantastic. I highly recommend anyone who's a Jamiroquai fan to get it. And this really great upbeat song is called White Knuckle Ride, and that's what we'll be playing for you.
Well, let's hook it up. Hold on a second. We're back. That was a great song. In fact, Matthew Reyes from Yoga Hop called in while we were on the line, and we were just talking about what a great song that was. And you never know. If you take Matt's class, you may hear that song soon. Anyway, I'm going to transfer over the phone. Hey, Matt. How are you? Okay, so I'll let you introduce yourself because, of course, who would know yourself better than yourself? Oh, maybe. So, let me turn up. Sorry.
You know, it's funny. I probably sounded like I was talking to myself. Okay, here we go again. I had the phone turned off. So, Matt, you are from Yoga Hop, but I am going to have you introduce yourself.
Sure. So, Joni, you and I have known each other for a long time, first through L.A. Lakers and running, and then more recently through Yoga Hop and teaching yoga and you coming to the studio and being a fantastic student in class. So, and you've been to Yoga Hop. I got to see you on your birthday, and we got to play some extra special songs while you were there.
I tend to like to go to Matt's classes on holidays, like Thanksgiving, my birthday, or whatever it is, because he just plays all this music that is, I don't know, so inspiring, and it just makes you happy listening to it. And even if you're sweating buckets and you feel like you lost 2 pounds of sweat, which, of course, is something to be happy about anyway, but, you know, listening to the music in class always just changes the way you feel about a class, much like Diane was talking about earlier, the reason why, you know, she changes up her music to fit the audience for the class. So,
sure. Like, I know on Father's Day, we had, since it's Father's Day, we played all the male artists, like Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake.
Aww.
And on Mother's Day, we played all the females, like Beyonce and Alanis. And it's really fun to play a music soundtrack all through class to really not only give people the yoga that's already going to make them feel fantastic, but then to throw in a soundtrack that's relevant with contemporary music and some flashbacks, throwbacks, and some old school stuff to really make people just really feel celebratory in their practice.
It's true. I mean, I've been to your classes where, you know, I feel like you're holding a down dog, but I have a foot tapping, a hand tapping. It's like you can't stop moving. And, you know, in normal classes, I say hold still, you know, be still, go within. But in your class, like, it's like, heck, I'm going with the music. I'm moving with the music. I don't care about the pose. The pose is, I think the pose is secondary to listening to the music. It's sort of like you're moving along to the way you feel with the music, which is kind of cool.
Well, we just kind of feel like we're the gospel church. So, like, you know, there's so many churches out there, but then you've got the gospel church, which is raising their roof and they're singing, and people are kind of standing up and waving their arms and celebrating spirit, really, celebrating spirit through music and movement. And we just felt like, you know, we should open a yoga studio that does the same thing. People know that music is a thing that can move their soul. So we just wanted to really incorporate it in the yoga practice. So at our Yoga Hop studios, we just, every class, we have a huge soundtrack and we have great speakers and we make sure that we're on microphones so that we can play it at a really loud level, like if you were in a dance club, and just really make sure that what you're listening to and what you're physically doing is linked up perfectly.
Yeah, and you were saying studios. I mean, some people are probably thinking studios. Why is he talking in the plural? I only know about the place in Montana and Santa Monica. For those who don't know, you opened up a new one in Pasadena.
Right. We just opened about 5 months ago our second location in Pasadena, and it's doing great. You know, we have the intention of kind of putting these studios all over the place, and Pasadena was the second one, and we're really happy with the turnout, and so soon we'll start looking for a third location. But Santa Monica is really the flagship, and as you know, there's so much yoga in Santa Monica. There's just immense competition, so we've been really fortunate and happy that we've carved out a niche for ourselves and have done okay.
And speaking of okay, it's funny because I talk to yoga studios. I mean, people from yoga studios, either teachers or owners or whatever it is. And the funny thing is, a lot of them go to your class and enjoy it. It's like, yeah, you know, I mean, why not? It's great music. It's you know, it's fun to do, and they go.
Sure.
You would think
sure.
that they're thinking they're all protective, saying, okay, my studio is the best, my yoga is the best. But no. And I think
you know,
that's a nice thing about yoga in L.A.
Exactly. In our kind of class, we're not very super technical based. So it's really nice to have a studio like Yoga Works or Sacred Movement and other studios nearby. So when our students say, hey, we love taking Yoga Hop classes, but we also want to know a little technique, you know, we're happy to send them to a studio that is really technique based. But we get a lot of students that know technique, and they've heard what to do in Down Dog, and they've heard what to do in Warrior One, and they can self-teach to a degree, and they just want to come to our place and really have a good time while they practice.
So would you say that your classes, I mean, a brand new yoga student can show up in your class and follow along, or do you suggest they do a beginner class somewhere else first and then get the true experience after they've learned the basics?
Yeah, we have every single class I teach has at least a couple students that are very new to yoga. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do the same thing. We put them in the back row, and I just tell them, look around, observe all you can, take breaks when your body needs to. Don't push yourself. The first few classes are just getting your bearings. And then as teachers, myself and our other teachers, we make sure we just go over to them consistently through class, mm-hmm. so that they feel taken care of and a part of the experience without being in a place that's going to injure themselves. So we do get people that are brand new. It's really, for me, it's more important that they're used to being athletic and someone knows what it's like to sweat and have their heart rate elevated. And if they know that, they're going to be fine at Yoga Hop. So the people that maybe struggle a little are both new to yoga and that don't know what it's like to sweat and to have their heart rate raised and to be in that athletic place. That's the only student that struggles a little, but since we're in Southern California, everyone is doing some kind of activity with their bodies.
Sure seems whether, like it, doesn't
yeah.
it? You have, you know, especially where you are, you have the runners go by, the cyclists go by, and, you know, just go down to the beach, and then you have the surfers, and it just,
sure,
I think
that's
living
why we
in
live
Southern
here.
California, there's, you know, it just lends itself to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think everyone I know that lives, you know, in this part of town, we all do a handful of activities, whether it's volleyball or hiking or mountain biking or jogging or rollerblading. We all do so many things, which mm-hmm. is why we live here, mm-hmm. that yoga is just a big piece of the pie.
So what kind of music do you, I mean, I know it's Yoga Hop. Is that sort of cueing off the hip-hop? Because I know for the longest time, Yoga Hop was known as the place for the hip-hop, for hip-hop yoga. So do you play just hip-hop music, or do you kind of mix it up a bit?
Do we really mix it up? You know, I kind of feel like it's an all-cultural radio station. So we've got pop and hip-hop and rap, folk music. We've got
folk
throwback
music.
Well, like Ray LaMontagne or Damien Rice can be a little folk music, or Simon and Garfunkel near the end of class. So we can go back there, but usually it's mostly contemporary stuff, but the genres are all over, from U2, who's going to sound different than Katy Perry, which is going to sound different than Jay-Z, which might sound different than Jamiroquai or Maroon 5 or someone like The Cure or Sade. They all have really different sounds, mm-hmm. and if you were listening to a radio, they'd all be on separate stations based on their genre.
Right.
But at Yoga Hop, we just find the best out of each genre and soundtrack a class. And I make all the playlists for our studios, uh-huh. so I am like the musical director for that, and that's a great, great job that I get to do every day.
You really should hook up with Diane. She has a great collection. I don't know. I don't think he'll be able to hear you from there. But, oh, wait, you're listening in on the radio, right?
I'm not, because it sounds a little too muffled, radio.
We have a problem when guests are trying to talk to people on the phone because they're too far from the phone. But, yeah, you and Diane should hook up maybe after the show, compare music, the playlists, and do something. Now, I remember some time ago, right after Michael Jackson's death, did you have a class with just Michael Jackson music?
Of course.
You
actually,
did.
It was about 80%, because the other 20% were covers, like Boyz II Men does a really nice version of Human Nature, and Rihanna in one of her songs has the chorus to, I think, Shake Your Body Down to the Ground. So it was Michael Jackson and a number of other artists that have either sampled him or covered him. And actually, when his, I think he's passed away over a year, I think it was year anniversary, we did that playlist again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really fun making music for people. I know 4th of July is coming up, and I'm already starting to think, okay, I'm going to play Born in the USA. I'm going to play
Fireworks.
I'm going to play Fireworks, exactly. I'm going to play, what else? There's a Viva Las Vegas by Elvis. There's California Love by Dr. Dre. I'm just trying to think of all the states. There's a bunch of New York states. New York State of Mind by Billy Joel will certainly make the list.
Diana's saying Hotel California.
Hotel California, Sweet Home Alabama. We've got that. I'll probably put in a Boyz II Men because they saying about their hometown. I think it was Philly.
So how are you going to squeeze in all this music in one class?
Well, thankfully, it's a 75-minute class, so I've got plenty of time.
You can sample each one and just get a little snippet of each one.
Right, right.
Run through the 50 states. So are you going to be open at the 4th of July then? Am I looking forward to taking a class at Yoga
You
Hub
should come by. We are open almost all day. I'm going to be teaching my class at 6:30, and I certainly will have a playlist that is appropriate.
Wait,
I think
wait,
last
not
year,
6:30 in the morning, I hope.
Oh, 6:30 p.m.
On the 4th of July?
If it's a Monday, I believe so.
Wow, but you know what? We don't have fireworks in Santa Monica anyway, so yeah, I'll be there.
Right. Oh, I've got to play Tennessee by Arrested Development also.
Yeah, just start coming up with that playlist.
It should be in there from last year, but I will look. I always update it with Firework just came out in the last year, so that'll certainly make it by Katy Perry.
Cool, definitely. Okay, Diana's showing me her... Oh, yeah, okay, so what we're going to do is, because I just noticed we have 15 minutes before the end of the show. So Diane was nice enough, she has one of the songs here that... You usually play in your class.
Fantastic.
It was David Guetta. It's Memory.
That's a good one. It gets people going.
It gets people going. So, thanks again for gracing us with your presence.
Oh, my pleasure. And tell Diane I will certainly drop in her class because it sounds fantastic.
I know.
She described it.
And the thing is, there are so many people, honestly, in L.A. that do this, and it's a shame that I can only squeeze in two of you in this show. I think I'll try to do another one where I'll find more people. But we have Diane with her indie kind of music. We have Matt with his rap, hip-hop, everything else kind of thing. And they're easy to find. Yoga Hop is right in Santa Monica, right on Montana. And the Yoga Hop in Pasadena, which I haven't been to. It's an old town. So I got to get myself out there soon.
Yes, whenever you're in the area, we would love to have you, of course.
It's going to be fun. So let me see if I can cue this up because I don't know why all of a sudden I've forgotten how to use an iPod.
If not, Diane and I can just sing it. Karaoke.
Okay, so here I go. I'm gonna fire it up.
All right. You take care, Joni.
Okay, bye, man.
Bye.
All the crazy shit I did tonight, those will be the best memories. I just wanna let it go for the night. Therapy for me. All the crazy shit I did tonight, those would be the best memories. I just wanna let it go for tonight. That would be the best therapy for me. Hey, hey.
we're back. It's funny, I forgot to turn down the microphones after Matt hung up the phone. So if you heard anything, welcome to our conversation. So another place where Diane teaches, if you're trying to get her class, if you can't make it to Crunch Gym and Dream Yoga, is Liberation Yoga in, I would call it sort of the Miracle Mile area. It's on La Brea near 1st or 2nd, is it? Yeah, now, I don't, you sub there, correct?
Yeah, I'm subbing there now once a week. I actually did my teacher training there. So I practice there and sub, you know, different classes. I'm actually subbing tonight at 8 p.m. So if anyone is around, come by.
Go to Liberation Yoga, 8 p.m. It's Wednesday.
And I'm subbing next Wednesday there as well at 8 p.m.
Oh,
so,
there you go.
Yeah, hopefully I'll have a permanent class there very soon.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And then you bring your music playlist with you.
Yes, I have, you know, a classic iPod that has my entire music collection, and I take that everywhere I go. And I have, you know, different playlists. I have a fast-paced playlist, a slower one. I have a restorative playlist. I have a Shavasana playlist.
Oh, nice.
So depending on, you know, the type of class I'm teaching, if it's a level one class, you know, it'll be more kind of chill music. You know, I'll play a lot of Massive Attack, the XX, Ray LaMontagne, you know, things that are just kind of soothing and people can just kind of zone out and enjoy and kind
that
of
makes
relax.
Sense.
And if it's a 2-3, you know, I'll turn up the volume and there'll be like a, you know, faster paced music.
Nice. Okay. So one thing I've been doing on the show, if you've been following along, is I do a yoga studio vegetarian restaurant pairing, and right across the street from Liberation Yoga, there's a place that I've been trying to get to but haven't been able to. So I'll let Diane talk about it. What's the name of the place?
It's called Inaka, and it's a Japanese macrobiotic restaurant, and it's mostly vegan. There's no dairy, sugar, anything like that. They do have some fish, and it's incredible. It's one of my favorite restaurants, and it's a very homemade feel to the restaurant. All the food is organic and fresh, and you're only eating what's seasonal in terms of seasonal vegetables. And they're incredible, you know, vegetable plates and hot pot soups. And, you know, now that it's summertime, I really love, you know, their Inaka plate that has all of the seasonal vegetables, and every day it's different, with seaweed as well, and burdock and squash and rice, kale, I mean, you name it. It's just all the fresh organic seasonal vegetables. I want some right now.
You know, the funny thing is, it's too bad I just had lunch, because otherwise I'd be running down there right now. Anyway, so before we run out of time, because I'm watching the clock and I know we're going to run over, but you know, so like I said, eventually I want to turn this into an hour and a half show, and I'm getting closer and closer to it. So I'm going to run down all the stuff that's going on this weekend, and you can tell. I mean, yesterday was the summer solstice, and somehow that flipped the switch, and all of a sudden everybody wants to do something this weekend. So starting tonight, Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the W Hotel in Westwood. This really isn't yoga-related, but it's for a cause, and it's Global Green, and Richard Wegman is a yoga instructor, or at least has been, at least in a previous life. It's called Cocktails for a Cause, Daily Thread, which is a website and a group of really wonderful people, dailythread.com. They're going to be pouring drinks tonight. They're going to be pouring the cocktails and mixing the drinks, and so maybe you can bribe them to give you more alcohol than you normally would get. It's at 7 p.m. at the W Hotel in Westwood, and like I said, the proceeds are going to Global Green. Also tonight, this one, 7 p.m. at Revolution in Santa Monica. There's a book signing. It's called Body Ecology. At least that's what I think I can read from my handwriting. The author's Donna Gates, and it's all about going on a probiotic diet to solve whatever ails you. I think a lot of us these days eat a lot of processed food, a lot of sugar, and it's causing all kinds of things to go wonky in our system. And sometimes all we need to do is just eat the right kind of food and, you know, straighten out the system. So that's what it's about. And I think it's $8 to get in, but $5 of it goes to credit towards getting food at Revolution, which, if you've never been there, it is a raw food place, but the food is awesome. I am I'm one who's always been kind of leery of raw food only because I like my food cooked, but it's amazing. I've eaten food there, and I've loved it. So if I can eat it, you can. Thursday, at the church in Ocean Park, 235 Hill Street in Santa Monica, it's the last chance for Sacred Dance, and they have DJ Drez and the Sacred Dance, and also the Sacred Dance Band. And it's a community potluck, too, and to help celebrate the fact that it's their last before the summer, they're doing a two-for-one deal, so two people get to enter for the price of one. Where's my Friday? Friday. Oh, here, 7:30, Maha Yoga with Stephanie Phelan. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name. I can never remember how to pronounce your last name. She's doing her monthly fundraisers, and this time she's raising money for raincatcher.org. It's a group that all I have here is clean water. So their goal is to get clean water to people. And there's going to be live music this time with Ryan Brewer. It's going to be a great evening, 7:30 Maha Yoga in Brentwood. Also 7:30 at the Yoga Collective in Santa Monica. It's time for Om Shalom Shabbat. Again, it's once a month. It's the last Friday of the month, and this is with Zach Lugmer. Now, Diane's picking up her microphone. She has something to say.
Yeah, Zach and I actually recently connected on Facebook, and I've listened to some of his playlists online, and they seem fantastic. So if you're Jewish or not Jewish, but want to get some like really cool, dancey, Jewish Shabbat music, you know, in your system, try and come. I'm gonna try and make it this Friday.
And you know, he does it himself. He actually mixes it himself, and that's the vocals are his.
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I asked him. I said, "Who's singing?" He says, "That's me." I said, "Wow!" So that's even more impressive. The fact that the person who's teaching the class is the person who's actually singing, and it's not the chanty Jewish thing that you would think of that you would go to temple and hear. I mean, it's really upbeat, and he actually sent me some samples. So I'm going to do a show one day and have him on, and we'll play some of that. 8 p.m., Liberation Yoga. Speaking of Liberation Yoga, this is Friday. There's an Iyengar Ashtanga Kirtan night with Pagan, Lauren Russo, and Guarangero. Say it one more time. Guarangero Das. I took a class with them recently. Not with Pagan, though, but Lauren and Guarangero were at a private home the other day, and it was a sort of like a traditional yoga class with drums and kirtan afterwards, and they added in what was called bhakti dance. So while you're doing the class, I mean, after the class, you know, you're doing some kind of dance to the music of just a drum, but it's fun. So they're going to have that at Liberation Yoga. Also 8 p.m. Friday night is a kirtan with Rick Colella at Mind and Body in Burbank. This is a new studio, 2313 Olive. I haven't been there yet. All I know is that it's inspired by the teachings of Linda Lack. I believe everybody who teaches there has gone through training with her. Friday, 8:30 p.m., the standing kirtan at Bhakti Yogashala in Santa Monica. This Friday, it's Greg Klimuk and Kalidas, and they'll be sharing the lead. Saturday, let's see. Oh, Saturday, big fundraiser in the Valley. The Valley Rocks Operation Shanti. It starts at 3 p.m. There are going to be 10 teachers, all Valley-based teachers from different studios. Like, let me see, there was Urban Lily, there was Yoga Shelter. I can't remember the other studios off the top of my head, but I know Daniel Stewart from Rising Lotus will be singing live, chanting live during that class. It's at the Winnetka Rec Center. And like I put on Facebook, I said, where the heck is Winnetka? It sounds like something like Cucamonga. Well, Winnetka is actually right by Canoga Park. It's actually near Follow Your Heart, if you're familiar with that veggie restaurant. So that starts at 3 p.m., and the money goes towards raising money for an orphanage. That's what Operation Shanti is all about. 8:30 p.m., Bhakti Yogashala. They're having a classical Indian concert with Pandit Vikash, oh my God, Maharaj, and his son, Prabhash Maharaj. It's going to be classic Indian music, really sweet stuff. If you're walking through the promenade and you hear it, pop in your head and listen a while. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. at the Bodhi Tree. I see that there is an event, Courage to be Brilliant book signing. And now this is Abby related to Zach? They have the same last name. Do you know?
I don't know.
So see, I need to find these things out before I say anything. Anyway, it's on Melrose in West Hollywood, the Bodhi Tree, and it's Courage to be Brilliant. And it's going to be a comedy with Abby and breathwork with Michael Brian Baker. And the author of the book, Marta Monahan, is going to be doing some readings from the book. So it'll be an interesting evening, 7:30, if you're in West Hollywood at the Bodhi Tree. Now, I think I have one more thing. Sunday, here. It's International Handstand Day, at least according to somebody on Facebook. So on Sunday, take a picture of yourself doing a handstand. Doesn't matter where, how, why. If you have somebody holding your feet, if you're up against a wall, post it on Facebook. They just want to see how many handstands they can get. And it's no cheat. You cannot take a picture of yourself standing and turn it upside down. That would be cheating. You actually have to attempt a handstand. 1 p.m., it's the summer solstice going on Main Street in Santa Monica. There's going to be a stage outside Revolution, and a number of musicians in L.A. will be playing. I know Dress is going to be one of them, among others. 7:30 p.m., Dancing Shiva. It's a standing kirtan. Not that you're standing, but it's an ongoing kirtan with Punu Wasu, Dancing Shiva in Hollywood. And lastly, I think this is the last of my list, 8 p.m., Bhakti Yoga Shala, Greg Klimek there again Sunday. Oh, my God, he's all over the place this weekend. So, anyway, that being said, I think that's all we have for this show. Diane, do you have anything you want to add?
No, I think we've pretty much covered everything. There's so much music I could talk about, but I guess you'll have to come to one of my classes to see what I'm listening to at the moment.
We need to do that. So on the to-do list for Diane is to come up with, what was it we were talking about again? That you were going to do. This wasn't the theme thing.
The yoga dance party?
The yoga dance party. Because, like I said, Sacred Dance is shutting down for the season, so it's Diane's turn to pick it up.
I'll keep you posted on that.
I know, we should. And don't forget Matt, too, and his 4th of July playlist. And we'll find more of these people who do fun stuff like this in L.A., and they'll be on a future episode. So I'm going to end the show with... sort of ties in with what Marty was doing. She did a more upbeat, contemporary version of the Hanuman Chalisa. I came across this this group actually at a class I'd taken recently. Sherry Goodhart's had a Sanskrit rocks class at Black Dog Yoga. And there was a lot of music that, like, who is that? I don't know who that is. And so after class, I walked up to her, and she said it was Dave Dale. And I'd posted something on Facebook about saying it was awesome, and who are they? And a nice soul named Tim said to me, you want a copy of the album? I said, yeah, of course I would. So he gave this to me. So thanks to Sherry. Thanks to Tim. And this is Dave Dale and Nada G. The name of the album is Mantra Rocks. And what I'm going to play is Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. And until next week, this is Yoga Chat with the Accidental Yogist. ¶¶